And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 24th of August, 2014. It's the baptismal day of the poet Robert Herrick, 1591, who gave us the lines, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying." It was on this date in 1349, 6,000 Jews died in the town of Mainz, Germany, after they were accused of causing the plague known as the Black Death. There were apocalyptic epidemics in the 14th century, bubonic and pneumonic and septicemic plagues that wiped out an estimated 20 million people, about a third of the population, in just 3 years, between 1347 and 1350. Over a three-month period in 1349, 600 people died a day in Vienna, 800 in Paris. The plague would rage for 3 to 6 months, and then it would seem to go away. No rhyme or reason to it. It might kill everyone on one side of the street and leave the other side untouched. People blamed the epidemic on a planetary alignment, on an earthquake that might have released noxious vapors or the wrath of God, and they also blamed the Jews, accusing them of poisoning the water, trying to destroy Christendom. They began torturing people to obtain confessions from them, and in Mainz, the Jewish community mounted a resistance, and so they were attacked with a vengeance. We now know that the plague was caused by a bacillus spread through flea bites, which came by ship across the Black Sea on the bodies of rats from Central Asia. It was on this day, 1891, Thomas Edison filed patents for the first motion picture camera and viewer. He called the camera the kinetograph, and the viewer was the kinetoscope. You looked through a peephole, and a revolving cylinder showed you illuminated photographs in rapid succession. It's the birthday of the poet and short story writer Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires, 1899. He became the director of the National Library of Buenos Aires and found he could do his work in just 1 hour every morning, spend the rest of the day wandering through the stacks. And by a cruel twist of fate, he began losing his vision. By 1955, he was completely blind. He said, "I speak of God's splendid irony in granting me at once 800,000 books and darkness." Here's a poem for today by Samuel Hazo, "Home Are the Sailors." Like those who sail away and then come back, we keep returning to a port we've never left. A life we used to live await us there, as shores await all sailors home from the sea. So much is differently the same, and yet what is the present but a future that the past made possible? There is no older story, and what are we but random pilgrims stopped in progress to remember? It now seems more like then, why care? As long as home means where we most belong, for just that long we're there. A poem by Samuel Hazo, "Home Are the Sailors," from And the Time Is, published by Syracuse University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.